Good morning. It's good to see everybody this morning. I want to talk about how our mind affects what we can do. If Reagan, I know that you like gymnastics, but suppose the coach came to you at school and said, I want you to be on the softball team. And you said, well, I can't play softball. I love gymnastics, but I don't think I can play softball. Do you think you'd be a very good softball player? Why?
Because I haven't practiced.
Well, maybe because you haven't practiced, but what is your mind telling you?
You're more often to gymnastics.
Okay, that you're better for gymnastics and that you can't do softball. You see, sometimes our minds will limit what we can do because we say, oh, I'm not good enough to play soccer. Or, I'm not good enough to make an A in math. Oh, I can't do this. I'm frustrated. I can't. But see, our mind, if we say I can't all the time, we probably will not. Because our mind is limiting what we can do. But if a teacher comes to you and says, you know what, I would like for you to do a presentation, Corey, on something with science and robots. And you say to yourself, wow, that might be hard, but I know I can do it. I can do it. If you have an I can attitude, more than likely you're going to do it. Now, maybe you need to get some help. Maybe you need to practice and work really hard. But you can do it. Jesus was visiting his family and friends in his hometown, and they didn't believe that God could do very much through him. And you know what? Not much happened in their town when Jesus was there. Because they had a negative attitude. A negative attitude. So, I want you to be positive. If the teacher or your mom and dad ask you to try something new, maybe you've never done it before. But you know what? You might try it and say, you know what? I love this as much as gymnastics. Or, I love this as much as art. Or, I love it as much as fishing, going fishing. You don't have to do just one thing well in life. You can have many, many hobbies and interests and talents. So, approach your life with an I can attitude. And you will accomplish more than you ever thought possible. Let us pray. God, help us to have a spirit of I can. And help us, God, to believe that you will always help us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. You may return to your seat. God bless you for being here today.